Would you pray with me, please? Gracious Savior, you have the words of eternal life. As we have heard the scripture read and as it is preached in this hour, empower us to hear it with humility and openness, so that hearing it, we may respond with courage, conviction, and wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the last church that I served in Mesa, they had a program called Wednesday Night Wrap. It was a two-hour midweek youth and adult Christian education program. Each week there were themes like Pajama Night and Backward Night and Disney Night and Circus Night. You get the picture, right? You got to keep these kids entertained. And if you really want to get a literal picture of what I might have looked like, you can look at the display on the coffee table in the pastor's study. Actually, I'll try and remember to bring it out during fellowship hour. You'll find there less than flattering pictures of yours truly in the regalia du jour. Now, I haven't checked with them, but I can almost bet that this coming Wednesday, if you chose to attend, you'd get to practice talking like a parrot. No, a pirate. I've been switching those up all week. You see, next Wednesday is Talk Like a Pirate Day. You'd hear terms like ahoy, matey, and avast, and aye, and arg, expression that you too could employ if you choose to release your inner pirate this week. If you're not familiar with this international holiday called Talk Like a Parrot, Pirate Day, try not to do it through the whole sermon. Next Wednesday is Talk Like a Pirate Day. And so you might want to celebrate this international holiday. You're obviously, if you don't know about it, you're obviously spending too much time doing good and normal and important things. But if you are in the habit of wasting time surfing the internet looking for odd and amusing items, then maybe you might have stumbled across this silly excuse for a holiday. It's a day devoted to talking like a pirate, just for kicks, because it's funny, because you can. Just be careful not to go too far and call your wife a scurvy wench. She would not be amused. Talk Like a Pirate Day was invented by a couple of guys. No surprise there. They picked September 19th because it was not cluttered up with Christmas or the Super Bowl or any other important events. For years, the two guys that started it celebrated the day in private, just talking like pirates to each other. But then, humorist Dave Barry caught word of the holiday and wrote a column about it, inviting all of his readers to join the movement and to celebrate this holiday. On September 19th, you don't answer the phone with hello, he recommends. Instead, answer the phone with ahoy, me hearty. If the caller protests, say that he is not a hearty, call him a scurvy dog who will soon be walking the plank and ending up in Davy Jones' locker. See what fun you could have? Just imagine the bank, right? Talk Like a Pirate Day then moved around the world, being picked up by radio stations from Cleveland, Ohio to Sydney, Australia. And according to the official website, it has become popular on college campuses, and a set of guidelines was created for celebrating the day in the workplace. For instance, when you dress for the office that day, pick out outfits with lots of red and black. And don't be afraid to accessorize with shiny metallic accents. If you're really daring, you could even try a skull and crossbones. And if you're tired of your boring first name, well, put an adjective or a descriptive phrase in front of it. If you've always been Rufus, for example, on September 19th, you can be Bloody Red Rufus or Mad Dog Rufus. Given that Talk Like a Pirate Day is just around the corner, it is fitting that today's passage of Scripture is the advice of James about taming the tongue. Or look at ships, he says, sounding like a salty sea dog. Though they are so large that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a very small rudder, wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts great exploits. Makes you want to say, "Aye." The tongue is a small but powerful instrument, able to have an effect that is every bit as influential as a rudder on a pirate ship. Think of the power of words that you have heard over the course of your life, or perhaps that you have spoken. "You're too small to be a good basketball player," says the youth league coach. "Girls should steer clear of science and engineering," advises the parent or teacher. "You can't be a Christian and believe that," scolds a member of the Bible study. "You're such a loser," says the cool kid in the high school cafeteria. "Don't tell your parents," warns an abusive uncle. "No one will believe you." James knows the devastating power of words, which is why he says, "How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire, and the tongue is a fire." He knows that the tongue can be used to discourage, to derail, dismay, deceive, and the precious children of God. And he describes it as a restless evil full of deadly poison. So then, is there any way for us to tame the tongue? The challenge for us is to talk like Christ, not talk like a pirate. This means that we do not use our tongues to bless the Lord and Father one minute and then curse those who are made in the likeness of God the next. It is not appropriate to offer up enthusiastic praise of God on Sunday and then call your co-worker a stinking bilge rack on Monday. As an aside, when I was writing this, I wanted to say we should talk like a Christian. But having occasionally been at the wrong end of talk coming from many Christians, I decided that we really need to talk like Christ rather than other Christians who are also fallible, human, and just as likely to be less than Christ-like in their speaking. So what does it mean for us to talk like Christ? Not just on one day in September, but throughout the year. It's really very easy to talk like a pirate, since all we need to do is pepper our speech with ahoy and avast and aye and arg. But Christ speak requires more than proper vocabulary, more than a specialized knowledge of grog or hornpipes or timbers or yard arms. To talk like Christ, we need to speak to other people with a full awareness that they are created in God's image. This means that we see them not as addled plank walkers, but as men and women who are created in the image and likeness of God, breathed into being with the very breath of God's Holy Spirit. There is a holiness built into each human being, a sacredness straight from their Creator, and we miss an important aspect of their existence when we overlook that quality. Would you ever attempt to talk in a discouraging, deceptive, or destructive way to the Lord? Of course not. Our respect for God is far too high. So why do we behave this way toward our brothers and sisters? It's difficult, of course, to see the image of God in a person who has committed horrendous crimes. Rape, murder, for example. But Sister Helen Prejean, the author of Dead Man Walking, believes that every person is worth more than his or her worst act. Every person bears the image of God, even if they have strayed far from God's way. In 1982, Sister Helen began corresponding with a death row inmate and ministered to him right up to his execution. And after he took responsibility for his crimes of murder and rape, Sister Helen said to him, "You have dignity now. Nobody can ever take that from you. You are a child of God." If we can believe that about a death row inmate, we can believe it about our most annoying neighbors, or siblings, or co-workers, even our fellow church members. In addition, to talk like Christ means that our words are a reflection of the Word of God. If we go way back to the book of Genesis and see that God's Word is creative, not destructive, God says, "Let there be light." And there is light. God says, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures." And there are all kinds of fish, large and small. God says, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind." And there are cattle and creeping things and all types of wild animals. It's clear that all of God's words are designed to be creative, to bring order out of chaos, to make something good. Can the same be said of our words? Before we open our mouths to speak, we would be wise to apply that Genesis test to what we're about to say. Is it creative? Does it bring order out of chaos? Does it make something good? If not, perhaps it's better then to remain silent. James is aware that our tongues can be both creative and destructive, and he knows that they do not always pass that Genesis test. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing, he says with deep regret. My brothers and sisters, this ought not to be so. Better for us to keep our mouths shut than to pollute the creative word of God with a destructive word of gossip or unfair criticism. If only we really did practice that old adage that I grew up and my mother's voice rings in my ears, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Finally, when we talk like Christ, We speak in a way that is in line with the teachings of Jesus, the one who is the Word of God in human form. This is an enormous challenge for us because Jesus takes speech seriously and he issues numerous warnings about the consequences of our language. For Jesus, words are never cheap. And they always pack a punch. You have heard it said in those ancient times, "You shall not murder," he says. No surprise there. But he goes on, "But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire." He warns us against empty phrases in our prayers. He tells us not to judge others. And he wraps everything up in the command to do to others as you would have them do to you. For Jesus, words are every bit as important as actions because he knows that they have the power to build up or to break down. Talking is more than chit-chat. According to Jesus, it's a matter of life and death, with words of love and forgiveness having a radically different impact than words of hate and condemnation. As the Word of God in human flesh, Jesus takes all of this very personally. So you can make your own decision about whether to talk like a pirate this coming Wednesday. It's all in good fun. It's a way to feel bold and daring, and it really won't affect you unless you slip up and call your boss or your husband a scallywag. But if you choose to talk like Christ, you will be setting sail with Jesus on an amazing adventure. In Jesus' name, amen.